2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 22. Devotional Focus Verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7, 14. One night, some years ago, our congregation had a wonderful experience of God's healing power. At the time, I was the pastor of a branch church, and for some reason, I had become extremely fatigued. When the phone would ring, it was an effort for me even to answer. That Sunday night, I gave the message with what little strength I had, and after going to prayer, a sister indicated that she wanted to be prayed for. Just to get up and walk across the platform to anoint her was a strain. The sister was sitting on the altar. I did not know her entire story, but apparently, sometime prior, she'd had a surgery to remove a tumor which recently had returned. Now she felt like she was in the midst of a real trial and needed prayer. Another minister joined me. We anointed her with oil according to the instructions in James 5:14 and began to pray. In my tiredness, as I sought God, I simply asked him to come, and he did. With my eyes closed and my face heavenward, I felt the glory of God. While I do not remember everything that happened in that prayer meeting, by the end that sister was saying, "I'm healed, I'm healed," and my fatigue was gone as well. What a victory! Thinking about what happened that night, I realized that a simple prayer asking God to come is the best prayer for any situation. Sometimes we have a tendency to seek for certain outcomes rather than simply seeking God. But in our focus verse, God said that if we will humble ourselves, follow his prescribed steps, and seek him, he will take care of the rest. He knows our needs, and it is not necessary to beg him for help. If we just seek to be in his presence, asking him to come into our midst, he will take care of any problem we may have. The Holy Spirit cannot come into a place and leave the lives there unchanged. He will have an impact, and it will be the best one possible. When we have a need, let's seek God first. It will require humbling ourselves, obeying God's instructions to us, and then simply asking for his presence in our lives. He has promised to answer. Background information. Chapter 7 concludes the description of the dedication of Solomon's temple that started in chapter 5. This chapter begins at the close of Solomon's prayer, recorded in the previous chapter, when fire came down from heaven in a dramatic and visible proof of God's approval and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. See verses 1 through 3. Then the temple was dedicated and sacrifices made upon the brazen altar. See verses 4 through 7. And the dedicatory feast and subsequent Feast of Tabernacles took place. See verses 8 through 11. The final section of the chapter, verses 12 through 22, provides an account of God's second appearance to Solomon and his divine blessing and warning. The fire that consumed the sacrifices at this dedicatory assembly is one of several instances in the Old Testament when that occurred. Other occasions included the inauguration of the tabernacle in the wilderness, when David sacrificed on Mount Moriah, and when Elijah prayed in the contest with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. The manifestation of God's presence that filled the Lord's house, noted in verse 2, probably appeared as radiant light and is referred to as the Shekinah in rabbinic literature. The people responded with reverence and worship, glorifying God and praising his goodness and mercy. Although the ceremony and the praises of the people were fervent, God still had to be honored through blood sacrifices, both for atonement and as a demonstration of fellowship with God. One portion of each sacrificed animal was dedicated to the Lord, and shares were given to the priests and the people. The immense number of sacrifices on this occasion provided enough meat to feed the vast multitude for 2 weeks. This account of offerings parallels the description given in 1 Kings 8, 62 through 66. The assertion in verse 8 that the people attended from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt meant that people came from all parts of the country. It is similar to the phrase, from Dan to Beersheba, that is used elsewhere in the historical records of Israel. In verses 12 through 16, God responded once more to Solomon, appearing to him in the night and assuring him that his prayer had been heard. However, the blessings promised were conditional. In verse 14, God told Solomon that when trouble came upon the people because of their sins, 4 conditions would need to be met to obtain forgiveness and forestall judgment. They would need to humble themselves, pray for forgiveness, seek God continually, and turn away from their sinful behavior. When these conditions were met, God said he would hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. God also promised special attention to the prayers offered from the temple. In verses 17 through 22, God laid out for Solomon the conditions he would need to meet personally if his kingdom were to prosper. Again, the promises were conditional. If Solomon walked before God in obedience, there would be divine blessing on his reign and the reigns of his descendants. However, if he or his descendants turned away from God, then God would correct their disobedience by plucking them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them. See verse 20. In addition, the temple itself would be cast out of God's sight and made a byword among the nations. Conclusion. We want to humble ourselves and seek God's presence in our lives. When we do so, he has promised to hear from heaven.